So we're on this boundaries kick, right?
Yep.
So we talked about boundaries and communication last time. So communicating, let's talk about boundaries in time.
Okay.
And when I say time, I mean like time dedicated to work and career and stuff like that.
Okay. So more or less boundaries in our careers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to More Time, a podcast about what we believe marriage is. Join us on all the wonderful ups and downs to discover what marriage truly is, a gift.
So I don't remember writing this one down, but I know that you've made some sacrifices in your career.
Have I?
The time we were in Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah, I would probably be running away by now, actually. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, anytime career sacrifices come up, I always think of that. So to tell y'all a little story, just really quick, we were newly married. And we were living in Chattanooga, Miss Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an opportunity to not really advance my career, I would say, but opportunity to move back to Georgia. And
which was something we wanted at some point.
Yeah, we wanted to, well, I mean, early on in our marriage, you really wanted to be closer to family. So that was, in my head, I was like, well, we can move back to Georgia. We'll be closer to family. Like, this was literally going to cut the travel in half. So I was like, you know, win-win. Let's do this. So, and she was working at the Y and, you know, had a nice job and everything. And mm-hmm. she was proud of it. And then, you know, we, you know, discussed it, but she was still, I mean, even if we were both 100% on it, she was still leaving her job for my job because she didn't have a job to go to. She still had to put in all that work to find a new job once we got there. So,
mm-hmm.
that's a sacrifice. So, you know, what boundaries do you have to put on careers? Like what, if you're in a field and you see an opportunity that is your dream job. Now this wasn't my dream job, but I'm just setting a scenario, you know, across the country and you have a spouse and you know, they have a good job. They love their job. But you love the opportunity to go chase your dream job. What kind of boundaries should be set?
That's tough.
It is. It really is.
That's tough. Which is an important conversation to have now in case that ever happens.
Yeah.
Like, so that you know now how you would approach it. Obviously, with prayer. But, you know, you want to wish well for people, like I'm saying us, like we mm-hmm. want to wish well for people.
Yeah.
And so we don't want it to be a situation where it's like sprung up on them this opportunity now. Like, so now, like if you can have that conversation with your spouse, you know, if my dream job comes up, what do we do?
Yeah. Like, and set criteria, like, you know, if it's this, and this, then we'll go there. But if it requires this, and this, then I think it should be negated. So, like, I know if I had a dream job offer, but it was in Greenland, where it's subterranean, usually in temperature, mm-hmm. I know that's a no-go because I would have a popsicle for a wife. And, mm-hmm. you know, she don't do well in cold temps.
Mm-mm, I'm cold right now.
And, But I mean, the number one places she wants to go, ironically, is Canada, which is very cold.
Most
of the year.
It's Canada.
So
I think that is important. That's a very sweet that you brought that up, because I honestly, I guess I would say, as believers, you have to just trust what you think God is calling you to. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I never, ever think about that as me sacrificing my career. Like in the moment, I know I had just got into this role. I was like, a youth program coordinator. Mm-hmm. I just got into the role and I was doing pretty well at it and enjoying it. You know, it was a lot of work, but I wasn't working on like Saturdays and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I did have some time to be home and be present. But and you know, all jokes aside, I really probably could have done really well. Like I really probably would at least be a director by now.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. But I never think about it as a sacrifice to my career, to be completely honest. Like I feel like I have been where God wants me to be for the last 6 years. So I just never think about it that way, like, because I don't know. Like I just see God's hand in all of it for us to be where we are right now. So I never, ever thought about it as a sacrifice. Since then, I haven't thought about it as a sacrifice. It doesn't even come to mind, to be honest. So mm-hmm. That's why I was completely bewildered when he said that.
Well, I will say that in that instance, like now, anytime I would like look for jobs or something like that, I'd be like, well, you know, it can't cause her to leave her job. One, because she loves her job even more than she did that one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, she made the last career sacrifice. So like it for her to leave her current job for my career, it would have to be a job that eliminated her having to work.
Yeah, it probably would have
like
to be.
That would be it. So and that kind of is a trump card, honestly. Like it's like, well, if we go here for my like either spouse, if we go here for this job and this career, you have to leave yours, but you don't have to work anymore. And you can pursue, especially somebody like Chanel that has other passions that she wants to pursue. Like, you know, she can delve into writing more. She can delve into developing daughters and all the other stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I just spoke that out.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Go ahead.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
You know, going downstairs, I'm good.
I do. I have one downstairs. Anybody know what kind it is?
I do.
It's not a ginger ale. It's a second favorite.
Mm.
Dr. Pepper.
I was going to say it's a doctor.
A DP. But on that note, since you were saying that about careers and dream jobs and stuff, I think it's important to know boundaries when it comes to your goals and maybe future investments in things. And this is a really hard conversation because you don't want to discourage someone's goals or dreams.
That's really
but
good.
You do like, and this is like, it is a fun conversation mm-hmm. to dream together and all of that.
Yeah.
But it also is a difficult conversation when it comes to reality.
Yeah. Because when you have that conversation, you can't just be all celebratory. Like, yeah, babe, I love that dream. Let's do that. You have to be real in it as well. And account for the sacrifices and costs that have to be made for that to happen.
Yeah. So. And for me,
that's adulting.
That is. And for me, it's not just the financial piece. Like that is a huge piece for me because I don't really like spending money anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about hobbies and dreams and goals that are
free.
Yes. That are free. And thankfully, most of mine are. but nothing against you. That's not necessarily the case for yours. And so I think that you have to really have a serious conversation about, yes, what the sacrifices look like, but it is so hard to come up with boundaries for time on it, like the timeline of those things. And so I would be curious what do you think a wife's approach should be to a husband who dreams big, maybe, and has this vision, but the timeline is continuously extending, and you're like, how many more months or weeks or years of this until it's like, I don't want to say out of his system, but I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, how do you continue to, what do you do? I guess is the question. Like, when it comes to that,
when the husband has a dream and I guess nothing's happening of it.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, one more year of this, and then I'm going to pursue something else. And then it's another year, and it's still like, one more year of this, and then I'm going to pursue something else. And then it's like, but they're still on the same thing. And it's like, every year is just one more year. And you're like, I mean, yes, we are specific to husband and wife, but you know,
spouse in general.
Yeah. Or if you're dating somebody and you want to support them.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you've supported them and like helped them try to realize that dream and everything, and you know, it's on that year after year basis where it's like, well, it didn't happen, but we're going to try again and everything. And, I would say something before it's too late, because you don't want to build up irritation and turn into anger and everything like that. And then you just kind of lash out like, I'm done with this. And they're like, oh, where'd this come from? Like, you were just helping me. So definitely say something early. And if it's passed early and you're in that situation, then, you know, say it delicately. You know, don't say it in a moment of frustration or anything like that. Say it in a moment of you know, progress maybe, or, yeah, definitely don't, wait for like another failure, in that dream and be like, you know, maybe you should try something else. Cause they'll get on the defensive then. And, but maybe if they're looking not at another dream, but maybe another pursuit or something, and kind of maybe encourage that in that moment. Or if they have a win, being like, you know, this is great. You have a win in this today. And, you know, I don't know, and try to, I can't think for you. And just try to progress from there, I guess.
That brought me two things to think about or to ask you. One, I'm forgetting in this moment.
Hey, More Time listeners. We just want to draw your attention really quick to today's sponsor, which is us. The More Time shop is still up and running. I know we haven't mentioned it in a while, our fault, but actually we have some new arrivals as well, bringing back some old stuff that you probably haven't seen before. So it's new to you. And actually, we have some new designs on there as well. It's more-time-shop.myspreadshop.com. I know that's a lot to remember. I'm not going to repeat it. Just check the description. All right, guys, let's get back to the episode.
Oh, I know. One thing was,
I can't talk.
You said something very important, because it essentially what I kept hearing was, you have got to communicate the goals and the plans. And so I think that one thing to do in encouraging your spouse when it comes to saying, okay, we need a timeline for this and a goal for that, is to revisit though. Like, don't let another year go by and you're like, well, you said that last year, you know, like a check-in, like, okay, hey, like, babe, this month you wanted to do this. How are you doing with that? And 6 months from now, you wanted this completed. How are we doing with that? Mm-hmm. So that when it is a year later and they're like, next year's the year or whatever, like, you have consistently had a conversation with them on it.
Right.
Which is what you were saying. Like, you don't want it to be a year later and be like, oh, well, you know, like, and then you're snapping. But if you've been checking in, then hopefully those conversations have taken place where you're like, okay, well, this was the goal and this is where we are. So, you know, what's next if this doesn't ... like, or mm-hmm. if this does ... you know, how much time are you going to invest in that? And you mentioned like having a win and encouraging them in the win. But one other thing I wanted to ask is, how do you encourage them in the win, but also like remind them that this still is not as far as it was supposed to be by now? So like it's, you know, like, oh, you got that job or that opportunity, but then, you know, it's months later before another one comes. And it's not that you don't want to support the dream, but like, how, like, I don't know, like what would someone do if the wins are too few and in between?
I guess, I mean, I was literally just saying, I can't think for you, but, I mean, something kind of did come to mind. But it's so, you know, the person that got a win, they got the job or whatever, then, I mean, it's, to me, I'm thinking in the sense of like an entrepreneur or whatever. So it's not mm-hmm. like, oh, I got the dream job. It's like, you know, this is an entrepreneur and haven't been doing good, but I got a job, babe. It's going to pay, you know, and everything like that. It's like, celebrate that win, celebrate that, you know, but also say, well, how are we moving forward with this? Like, how is this going to invest back in the business and get you more jobs and not take 5 years? Mm. And I guess be constructive, not destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So like in that, you're looking ahead, you're helping pave the way for the next job and just being that counsel and not being like, great, now what are you gonna do? You know, not being like open-ended, I guess. When you celebrate it, don't be like, okay, yay, and then walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Or yay, it took you this long, I hope we can get some more. You know, just trying to be productive in your criticism, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or trying to be,
I don't like that wording,
so supportive.
There we go. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the term we're looking for is constructive criticism. Like yeah. that is what it is.
But so. Like, and what I said was, you know, have you thought about doing this and this and this? I lost the thought. Dang it. But instead of saying, you know, congratulations on this, but you know, it took you this long,
mm-hmm.
you know, being there for that next step instead of criticizing what was done, saying and like trying to plan out things so the previous doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you said something that was hidden in there. And first off, obviously, if God is telling you to leave whatever you're doing and take that leap, then that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And you really do need a spouse who can be supportive of that and pray and petition to God to make sure that that's the next thing. So, 'cause you really want to be on one accord with it. But I was saying that to say women like security. We need security. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't say quit your day job.
No.
To pursue the dream.
No.
Again, if that's what God is calling you to do, then you know, don't stay anywhere longer than God has called you to be there.
Right.
But if you really want to be that supporter and that provider, which God has called you to be as well, then don't quit your day job for the dream.
The dream.
When you can do both.
Right. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I did hear a statistic the other day about how successful people are of leaving their job and going entrepreneur full thing before it's like a shoo-in, or staying with it until they either match their salary or mm-hmm. above it. And it was like a no-brainer, like the people who stayed with their job until they matched it, like had like a 76% like rate of success.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, it takes double the effort, and, you know, you could say like, well, if I leave my job, it'll light a fire under me to pursue that dream that much more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, but also you can look at it the other way, as in those failures are going to hurt that much more when you're first starting and cause you to give up on the dream
mm-hmm.
and go back to the regular thing. Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. I'm very big on being a good steward of time and resources.
Mm-hmm.
So a person can't sell me on having a fire as an entrepreneur if you don't have a fire in your current 9-to-5. Like, I can't be sold on that idea. And I actually on my daughter's diary podcast, I'm doing an episode on like how you can do God's work, but not actually be doing it his way.
Mm. So go listen to that.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's coming out this week, but in 2 weeks maybe. And so, and this is not like an entrepreneur's podcast, obviously,
yeah,
but I just wanted to say that because I just find that hard to believe that you'll be on fire wherever you go if you're not on fire where you are.
Mm.
And when I say fire, I don't even mean that you love your job.
Right.
I mean that you work hard at your job.
Exactly.
Like that's on fire to me. So yeah. If you can't work hard where you are working for somebody, and I know, well, I don't even know if people would really, really argue with this, but if you can't work hard where you are working for somebody, that like your work ethic is your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you go work for yourself, like that's still your work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you have more to risk because it's your money, your resources, your connections, all that is your stuff, but like you're still you. So I don't know. Like, and I understand people not being passionate about their job, but I don't understand people not working hard on their job, whether they love it or hate it.
Yeah. Cause they don't work unto the Lord.
And that's the big piece. Like, yeah. If you work as unto the Lord, love or hate your job,
yeah.
you work hard because you see him as your boss, as your manager.
Because mm-hmm. he is your provider.
Yes.
In saying that, I also, you know, heard it said before that, you know, people, when they're in the 9-to-5 or whatever you want to say, you know, they get up and they go in their own time and they work their job. Now, ever how much mm-hmm. effort behind it or whatever, but they're like, and then you have that side gig and you want it to, you know, flourish and you want to do this, but it's like, you're not waking up at the same time you go into your other job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, this is your day off from that job, but this is your day on for your part-time if mm-hmm. you really want this to succeed. So it's because you don't have that boss, you know, on top of you, like, hey, you're going to get fired if you don't come in. That's supposed to be you.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be you telling yourself, like, hey, I'm going to get fired if I don't go and put this in, mm-hmm. which you really are because you're not going to develop anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
you don't fire yourself.
The question I pose is, would you hire you?
Right.
Would you pay you to do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, a very important question. And so based on how you work, based on what you do while you're on the clock, would you spend $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year paying you to do what you do every day?
Mm.
And if the answer is some days, yeah, that's not really good enough, but that's better than no, not at all. Mm-hmm. But you really need to be realistic and asking yourself that question. Like, yeah. Would I pay me to sit here and watch TV while I'm supposed to be working?
Mm.
No. Like, would I pay me to sit here and go to the grocery store and shop while I'm supposed to be on the clock?
Mm.
Probably not. So, and that's not to say people don't get breaks. That's not to say people aren't expecting you to take a break. But, you know, you can't break all day.
Mm, that's good.
So all this I ask you is because I'm asking for a friend. That's why.
Asking for a friend.
No hidden agenda behind it. I'm asking for a friend.
Who's the friend?
It is. Just kidding. But yeah, this was...
And the outro plays.
this was good. I feel like it could probably go longer, but I also feel like it turned into like an entrepreneur business podcast.
It really did, because I was trying to think of another topic to tie it back together.
That wasn't the intent.
Yeah.
So, but we're talking about boundaries, and we're talking about boundaries in work, maybe. And so, you know, how do you set up boundaries to pursue your goals and dreams?
Yeah. Not only in your marriage, but also for yourself.
For yourself.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. You're good.
You're good. You're great. All right. Till next time.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy our podcast, please make sure to rate us on your preferred podcast platform. And to stay up to date on More Time, please follow us on Instagram at More Time Official. That's where you can stay up to date, get all the latest news, take the polls, and where we can get information from you to learn more about you and what episodes that you want to hear. All right. Again, thank you for listening to the episode, and we'll see you next time.